Hello and welcome to the Trigator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I am your host, Nate Tanner. The Trigator Podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. All right, it is Friday. It is finally Friday. We love Friday. For a lot of people out there, this is Payday Friday. Always a fun day when money hits your account, right? All right, so, and on Friday, here on the Trigator Podcast, we want to have just a little bit of financial fun on Fridays. And what we're going to do each Friday is we're going to set out to give you a little challenge, okay, for the upcoming week. We do want to hear from you how the challenge went throughout the week. So I invite you to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Trigator, and post. Let us know how this challenge affected you, maybe how you were doing, if you had fun with it. Just give us any feedback on it. We'd love to hear from you. So for our first Friday challenge, we want to talk about the Roundup Challenge. How this is going to work is as you're going through this week, any money that you're spending, I want you to round it up. Now, what I mean by that is that if you go out, let's say that you're going out to Starbucks to get yourself a coffee, okay, and you spend $3.43 on that coffee, all right? I want you to take 57 cents to take it up to four, take that 57 cents and throw it into a savings account, all right? If you go out to, let's say you're going and you pay your electric bill, round it up to that nearest dollar and put that difference into a savings account. I want to hear what that does to your savings account and hear how it grows your balance. And if it's just a little bit, if it's a lot, anything, let's just hear how it works and let's have a little bit of fun with Roundup Week. Okay. Let's start on Monday and we'll go throughout the week. Again, hop out onto Facebook, go onto social media, hit our Instagram page, hit our Twitter page. Again, it's all just Trigator. You should be able to find us. While you're there, give us a like, you know, and follow us. We try to post some fun content out there and make sure that we keep everyone motivated to keep on plan and to, eliminate debt, feed those alligators, like we've said before. The next thing that I want to talk about and spend a little bit of time is a fun money fact. At least I think it's fun. During this week, we've talked about a lot of different things, okay? And we've talked about our building our financial houses and the different levels of that financial house. We've talked about achieving that financial peace of mind. We've talked about eliminating debt. We've talked about how to be able to save for big purchases. We've talked about alligator expenses and how to feed those alligators before they bite. And I want to just take a minute and talk about those alligator expenses a little bit more before I get into my money fact. If you remember, we talked about how alligators hunt. They stay below the surface of the water and they wait and they wait and they wait. And then when the prey comes, they snatch that prey and drag it into the water and then consume. What does that have to do with budgeting is, of course, what a lot of people ask. Well, think of alligator expenses as budget busters. Okay. They're those items that just sit and wait and they wait and they wait. And you think you have the perfect balanced budget. And then the next thing you know, they jump out and grab you and they drag your budget under the water. Okay. And what we want to do is be able to focus on those alligator expenses to be able to eliminate them, because that is the biggest problem that I find with people that we've talked to, that they just say they're having trouble because of these alligator expenses. What you want to do is be able to plan for those so that you can feed them. And we will get more into next week on how to feed those alligators. Now, fun money fact. One of the funnest things that I like talking about this week that I want to touch a little bit more on is that compound interest idea. Because here's the fun money fact. Those who understand interest earn it. Those who don't pay it. Pretty straightforward and simple. But if you don't understand how interest works, you're going to pay it. Okay? If you do understand how interest works, you're going to earn it. All right? Earlier in the week, we talked about someone who, they asked a question around, they wanted to put a $10,000 investment on something to prepay. And we talked about what that $10,000 could do over the course of 50 years. And when you really understand this idea of compound interest, it teaches you that the money you have in your pocket now is worth more than if you got that money 15 years from now, because of your ability to invest it and put it somewhere so that it can gain that compound interest. Okay? If you get $15,000 today and then $15,000 in 15 years, your $15,000 today is going to be worth a lot more than it will be in 15 years, getting it then. And it's something that they call the time value of money. What I want you to really think about, and that you can go out onto Google and see any sort of website that has a compound interest calculator, because the more you see this, the more fun that it really is. And the example we had earlier was this idea of a $10,000 initial investment. And what's fun, if you take that $10,000 initial investment and you don't put anything more, not a cent more, you just take that $10,000, put it into an investment, and then let it grow over 30 years, it's amazing how fast that can grow. I want to give you some examples and just a couple of scenarios with that $10,000 idea, okay? Because if you can really understand this, then when you get to retirement age, you will be very, very comfortable, okay? Now, we're going to pick a value of 12% interest each year, and that is totally possible. As I said earlier in the week, I have investments right now that are getting me 16 to 17% on average each year, so 12% is totally possible. Let's talk about that $10,000 initial savings, okay? You take that $10,000 and you put it into an investment, and if you're getting 12%, and let's say you keep it there for 15 years, okay, just 15 years, that $10,000 is going to be worth $54,000 plus after 15 years. That's pretty good. Now let's talk about how the concept of compounding interest really works, because it starts slow and you're only going to see a little bit of growth for those first several years. By 15, you've seen a pretty good growth. Well, let's take it out another 15 years and say by year 30. You're starting early, you're 30 years old. By the time you're 60 years old, that $10,000, and again, you have not put another dime into this investment. It's just a single one-time investment, $10,000. It is going to be worth $299,000 after 30 years at that 12% annual interest rate. Pretty remarkable. I mean, if you understand how these things work, then your retirement is going to be pretty nice, right? Let's just for fun, let's talk about some other rates though. Let's say that you're only able to get 9% over the years. Well, after 15 years, you'll get $36,000. 30 years, you're going to have $132,000. That's pretty good for 9%. Let's say that you're really, really savvy and you have a really good managed portfolio and you're able to get 15%. All right. After 15 years, you're going to have $81,000, but after 30, you're going to have over $662,000. See how this idea of compound interest works? It is really, really fantastic. So let's take this just to another level, though. Let's say not only can you put $1,000 or $10,000 initially, let's say that each month you're able to put $100 into it, okay? So you're able to put $100 in every month. Well, that is going to increase you up, for example, in the 15-year, up to $99,000, almost $100,000, 10 times your initial investment in 15 years. And let's take that just for fun and put that same amount, that $100, and let's see how it does in 30 years. Well, in 30 years, again, keeping that same 12% interest, you are going to have $589,000, okay? So really understanding this idea of compounding interest is huge for your retirement and your savings, okay? Because the longer you can keep that money in and maintain that average of 12%, the better off you're going to be. And it's really, really cool to see how that grows and how that works, okay? So start early. If you're over 30, that's fine. Start today. We talked about a 15-year that you can still achieve some pretty darn good returns even after only 15 years. Or you may have to up your amount a little bit. But this idea of compound interest gets me really, really excited. Now, if you don't understand interest, think about this. If you are borrowing $10,000 instead. How much are you paying over the course of that 6-year $10,000 term? Quite a bit. It's not fun to be paying that much interest, but being on the other side of that feels pretty darn good. All right, let's shift over now and answer a few questions. Our first question is from Cindy. She says, if you could offer your best financial advice to someone who is constantly struggling to stop shopping and save money, what would it be? Well, Cindy, the first thing I would recommend is to do what we talked about yesterday. Pull 3 years of that bank statement, or as much as your bank will allow, and see where your money's going today. Because it may shock you. And that may be just the boost that you need to say, you know what? I'm spending way too much on shopping. I need to tone it down. It's kind of like we mentioned with that diet. If you are on that diet and you find you're eating 3,000 calories, you're going to cut that down just by noticing how much you're really eating, right? When you start tracking things, you start getting better at it. So figure out how much and then start tracking it and saying, okay, I'm spending way too much. I need to cut it down and set yourself up with a realistic goal. All right. Our next question is from Brad. He says, I feel like my finances are a moving target. My wife has some medical issues and those bills are piling up. My house needs major repairs so I can insure it. My savings has depleted. My cars that I must have for my job cost me over $2,000 in repairs last month, and I owe money to the IRS. I've been trying to get the situation figured out since January, but I can't seem to get in front of it. Where do I start? I feel like everything's a priority. Okay, it does sound like you have some financial troubles here, Brad, and you've got to start with that financial house, okay? We've talked about that, where you need to start by looking at your budget and saying, okay, let's start with a little bit of giving just to give us some perspective, make us see what's really important in life, okay? Then you want to look at protecting your family. And as you're looking to protect your family, you need to look at that food, shelter, fuel, and clothing, right? And you need to put some priority behind those things so that you can maintain them. Now, some things that you may need to think about, and particularly if your house is having some trouble that it's going to cause a problem, you may want to start looking at what sort of living situation you can do better with, right? And I know that the real estate market right now is a little bit crazy all over, but it's worth at least looking into, because there's plenty of investors out there that want to buy a rehab property, and there may be some opportunity for you in that. And then, of course, next, look to your debt and say, okay, how am I going to eliminate debt as fast as possible? All right. And I'm guessing at that point, that's going to be the top of your financial house at this point. It doesn't sound like you're in a situation where you're going to be getting into much saving and investing. So focus on those things and build it up. Now, if you find yourself with too much month at the end of the money, you have two choices. One, you need to increase the amount that's coming in. And we've talked several times about getting either a side job, a gig job, a side hustle, any of those things to try to increase that money that's coming in. Or you need to look at what you can eliminate and pull out. Are there things in that you're spending too much on? And for example, how much are you spending on your cell phone bill? Are there opportunities for you to be able to reduce that? Are you spending too much money on TV or cable? Do you really need TV or cable? Some people would say yes, but I would argue a little bit with that. When we were building our financial house, we cut off our satellite and our cable and just went off of something as simple as Netflix for a long, long time. And it helped us to build that financial house. So look in those things, look into where you can cut. Even though it might not feel so good initially, in the long run, it's going to pay off as you get things in order. Good luck to you, Brad. I wish you the best. Our last question here is from Steven. And he says, I bought a new truck and I thought I could afford the payment at the time. I think I've heard that story before. I am now finding that I overextended myself. The balance on the truck is almost $45,000. I have a dealership that gave me an offer to buy it for $40,000. What would happen with the $5,000 difference? Well, you'd have to pay it. That's the simple answer. The lender has a lien on your truck, okay? And they actually are the ones that are holding title and have that lien. And they are not going to release that lien for you to be able to sell unless the debt is satisfied, okay? So if you're able to make a deal with a dealership that's going to have a $5,000 gap, that $5,000 is going to come out of your pocket before you can even sell that truck for the title, to transfer that title over. So what you may want to look at is, rather than going through the dealership, because the dealership's going to not give you the best deal you can get, they're going to give you an offer that is going to allow them to make money in the end. Okay. And ultimately what the dealership's going to do is they're going to buy it for the 40 and then turn around and sell it for more than that to someone else. So what I would recommend is, you do need to get rid of that truck, but let's cut out the dealership middleman, put it up for a private sale, and get as much as you can out of it. You know, even if it's a private sale, you're able to get it at $44,000 and only have to come up with $1,000 out of pocket. That's a lot better than the $5,000. So I would really recommend going that personal route, trying to cut out that dealership middleman, but you definitely have got to sell the truck if you've overextended yourself. Good luck. I hope that you're able to find that buyer. If you do have questions that you want to submit our way, we would love to receive them. You can send them to podcast@tregator.com. We can't wait to hear from you and be able to answer your questions. And we want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Tregator Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Tregator. Go to tregator.com to sign up for your free trial of the Tregator app so you can budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tregator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. In fact, if you click on the player link, there is a link that you can go and sign up right away, right today. So go out and check them out. They have some really neat tools for the debt payoff. It's fun to look and see how much debt you can pay off and how fast. And not only does it show you how fast, but it will actually implement the debt snowball right into your spending plan for you. Really, really cool tool. So go and check that out and be able to take control of that financial house. Again, thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us so you never miss an episode. We can't wait to be with you again on Monday. And again, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you later.